How do you interview a genius? Well, for one thing, you don't try to keep up with him. You just toss him what you hope are good questions, and then just sit back and enjoy the answers. Such describes my first interview over 30 years ago with the great Douglas Adams. His fans dubbed him DNA, Douglas Noel Adams. Born in 1952 in Cambridge, England, Adams became a radio and television writer after studying at St. John's College. But when his book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, was published in 1979, his career skyrocketed. I first spoke with Douglas Adams in 1987 about his book, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
I decided one day I was going to write a detective story. Then I thought, no, actually what I want to do is write a ghost story. And I particularly wanted to do the ghost story because I wanted to tell a ghost story from the point of view of the ghost, who always otherwise gets a bad press. Then I thought, no, actually what I want to write is a computer thriller. And so it went on. In the end, I thought, well, I'll put it all together and write, yes, it's a ghost horror detective who done it time travel romantic musical comedy epic. And it's a new genre. And this is the first and so far only book in the genre. But you see, the thing was, in my previous books, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, once or twice I would find it in bookstores in the travel section. And then Restaurant at the End of the Universe, you'd find sort of amongst the sort of restaurant and hotel guides. And then Life, the Universe and Everything, you'd find in the sort of section along with sort of Buddhism and Sufism and so on. And then So Long and Thanks for All the Fish would end up, you know, in the cookery section. So I thought, well, if you do a ghost horror detective who done it, time travel romantic musical comedy epic, it can go in any part of the bookstore. You know, they can put it where they like.
Have you ever stopped to think why your work is so popular?
If I did know, then I probably wouldn't be able to do it anymore, so no.
It's like trying to explain why a joke is funny.
Yeah, right, yes.
To those who don't know you by reputation or by your work or by having heard you or read you, who is Douglas Adams?
I don't know. I've never met him. Well, I suppose he's the person who wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and and he spent 10 years doing this. Which I think he probably thinks is too long.
But indeed, whether Adams could explain it or not, the hitchhiker stories have become part of the culture.
There were so many different versions of it. People sort of kept on saying, "Oh, will you do a, you know, will you do a play version? Will you do?" We even did a bath towel in the end. So it started out as a radio show, then it became a book. A series of books, four books altogether. It was a four-book trilogy, a trilogy for enumerates. There was a television series. I did the television series, actually, because I was told and was astonished and horrified to learn, as I'm sure you will be when I tell you this, that there are people out there who neither read books nor listen to the radio.
What is one of your average days like, if assuming you're not on a book tour or doing interviews or giving lectures or something?
I have a routine. The routine is that I wake up and try and think of a routine. And after a while, I realize I'm not going to achieve a routine, or rather, by the time I've decided on what the routine for the day will be, I'm already 2 hours late starting it. And so it gets very confusing. And I usually then have to go out to lunch and think, well, I'll spend the afternoon working out tomorrow's routine. But, it's funny. There was in England, there was a regular magazine feature called A Life in the Day Of, which one of the papers ran. A lot of people are asked just to sort of say what their day is, and it's a sort of full page, and it's quite interesting. And I remember reading, they did a whole sequence of different writers on one occasion, and each of them said, well, I sort of wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, get up, write a couple of chapters of my novel, and the post arrives, and I deal with all the correspondence, and I sort of take my wife or husband, depending on the sex of the writer, her breakfast. Then I get down, do another couple of chapters of the novel, take the dog for a walk, then I have a sort of meeting with so-and-so, and so on. And this is absolutely terrifying, absolutely terrifying to think that people are actually able to do that. And I really thought, you know, I'm just not going to be able to make it as a writer because I cannot do this. And after a while, I suddenly realized what was going on. The people who were writing this column were writers. They were making it up. It was complete fantasy.
Douglas Adams died of a heart attack in 2001. I'm Bill Thompson. Now I've heard everything.